There is also a tradition from the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that he said to Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, you are that due to whom Allah, in the initial stage of creation, completed the proof on his creation, when he made them stand near him, and that were some images. So, he asked them, am I not your Lord? All of them replied, why not? Then Allah asked, is Muhammad not my messenger? They all replied, indeed, he is. Then he asked, is Ali not the chief and the ruler of the believers? So, all the creatures refused and were arrogant of your wilaya and they disobeyed except for some few people, and they are very few, and it is they who are those on the right hand. Also, it is narrated that people asked from Imam Muhammad Baghir, alayhi salam, the explanation of this verse 56, 88. Then, if he is one of those drawn nigh to Allah. Imam, alayhi salam, said, those drawn nigh to Allah are the ones who are near, and have a position with the Imam. People asked about those on the right hand. He said, all those who accept the imamah of the rightful infallible Imams, are all included in those on the right hand. Then, and if he is one of the rejecters, the erring ones, the Holy Quran 56, 92. It means that, if the dying person is the one who has not accepted the prophethood of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and is amongst the estrayed ones, he would be welcomed in hell with boiling water and scorching fire. The Imam said they will be those who have denied the Imam.
There is a tradition by the Blessed Kholaini from Imam Ja'far as-Siddiq, alayhi salam, on the verse. In gardens, they shall ask each other about the guilty, what has brought you into hell? They shall say, we were not of those who prayed, the Holy Quran 74, 40-43. In this tradition, the Imam said that, in this verse those who prayed is not in the meaning of those who pray the prayer salat. Rather, it is in comparison of the former. In the horse race, there are 10 horses, and each horse has a name. The horse which is the first is called the foremost, Sabik, and it is also called Mojeli, and after that, comes Masali, whose head is parallel to the right and left bones of the Sabik. Thus, Sabik are the Imams who have got precedence over all the people. In beliefs and actions, Shias are those who like to align themselves to the Imams, and follow them, and this meaning is more appropriate for the captioned verse, because to oppose the conditions of the sinners, and polytheists, is in the principles of faith, rather than the branches of faith, that is, prayer. In the same way, and we used not to feed the poor, the Holy Quran 74, 44. It is also narrated that, it means the payment of qams, which is the right of the Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam, which can also be referred to the roots of religion.
Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Siddiq, alayhi salam, about the verse. Every soul is held in pledge for what it earns, except the people of the right hand, the Holy Quran 74, 38-39. It means every soul is mortgaged to its deeds, except those on the right hand, because they are the Shias of Wiyah Lalbayt. And in the explanation of the last part of the verse he said, in gardens, they shall ask each other about the guilty, the Holy Quran 74, 40-41. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, told Imam Ali, alayhi salam, O Ali. The guilty are those who have refused your mastership, vilaya, and said, when they would be asked, what has brought you to hell? They will say, we did not pray, nor we fed the poor, and we were in unlawful deeds with those who commit these deeds. When they say all these things to those on the right hand, they would tell them, all these things cannot be the basis for going to hell, and remaining therein forever. Now tell us what exactly you were doing? They will say, and we used to call the Day of Judgment a lie, till death overtook us. The Holy Quran 74, 46. The Prophet said that, they say this, those on the right hand will tell them, O tyrants! This is the reason why you are brought to hell. and said that Day of Judgment is the day of the covenant on which oath was taken for your vilaya, and they all refused it, and did not trust it, and also displayed arrogance.
Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, about the explanation of this verse. Nay. Most surely the record of the wicked, is in the Sijin. The Holy Quran 83:7. It is not like that, the day of Qiyamah will not come, undoubtedly the deeds of transgressors are in the Sijin, a prison, or written in their book of records, and their spirit is there, and it is seventh level, or it is a well in hell, or that Sijin is the name of their record of deeds. Hazrat said that Fajr denotes the first and the second caliphs, Abu Bakr, Omer, and their followers. After this the Quran says, Woe on that day to the rejecters, who give the lie to the day of judgment. The Holy Quran 83:10-11. The Hazrat said that, it means the first and the second caliphs, Abu Bakr, and Omer. And none gives the lie to it, but every exceeder of limits, sinful one. When our communications are recited to him, he says, Stories of those of yore. 83:12-13. Then most surely, they shall enter the burning fire. The Holy Quran 83:16. Hazrat said that, all these verses were revealed for the first, and the second caliphs, Abu Bakr and Omer, because they used to falsify the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he recited the verse. A fountain from which drink they who are drawn near to Allah. The Holy Quran 83:28. The Hazrat said that, they who are drawn near to Allah means Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, alayhim assalam.
Also from reliable chain of narrators, from the same Imam, it is narrated that, the Almighty Allah created us from the highest stages, Aliyun, and made the hearts of our Shia followers from the same thing, but he made their bodies from other thing. Their hearts love us deeply, because they have been made from the same thing that we have been created. After that he recited the following verse. Nay. Most surely, the record of the righteous shall be in the Aliyun. And what will make you know, what the highest Aliyun is? It is a written book, those who are drawn near to Allah, shall witness it. The Holy Quran 83:18-21. It is a written and clear book, and those who are near to Allah recite it, or they will witness for it, on the day of the judgment. Or, Aliyun, is the seventh heaven, that is the farthest low tree, Sidratul Muntaha, or the paradise. Then he said, They are made to quaff of a pure drink that is sealed to others. The sealing of it, is with musk, the Holy Quran 83:25-26. The Hazrat said that, the drink is a water, which when the faithful will drink, it would give out the fragrance of musk. And for that let the aspirers aspire. The Holy Quran 83:26. Hazrat said that, the verses that I have mentioned, carry lots of rewards, which the faithful aspire. And the admixture of it, is a water of Tasnim, the Holy Quran 83:27. The Hazrat said that, Tasnim is the best wine of the people of paradise. It is called Tasnim, because it drops in their houses from a height. A fountain from which drink they who are drawn near to Allah. The Holy Quran 83:28. The Hazrat said that Tasnim is that spring from which the sincere and the near ones drink, and do not mix it with anything else, and those who are drawn near, are all the Ali Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, And the foremost are the foremost, these are they who are drawn nigh to Allah. The Holy Quran 56:10-11. It means Holy Prophet Muhammad and Khadija, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatima, and Imams from his progeny, alayhim as-salam. Allah says, And their offspring follow them in faith, the Holy Quran 52:21. It means that, their progeny would be linked to them, and those who are drawn nigh, would drink from the pure Tasnim, and the other believers would drink a wine mixed with Tasnim.
Ali ibn Ibrahim says that, Allah has described in the following way the guilty ones who make fun of the believers, and gesture with their eyes. Then he said, surely, they who are guilty used to laugh at those who believe. The Holy Quran 83:29. It means, those who are sinners, and were polytheists, and used to laugh on those who has accepted faith. And when they passed by them, they winked at one another. And when the faithful used to pass by them, they used to gesture with their eyes. And when they returned to their own followers, they returned exulting. When they returned to families, they enjoyed in criticizing them. And when they saw them, they said, most surely these are in error. And when they saw the faithful, they used to say that they were estrayed. And they were not sent to be keepers over them. Allah says that they were not sent to supervise the deeds of the believers. So, today those who believe shall laugh at the unbelievers. Today, on the day of the judgment, the faithful will laugh on the unbelievers. On thrones, they will look. Surely the disbelievers are rewarded as they did. While sitting with their backs on the pillow, they would be seeing the condition of the inmates of hell. The Hazrat said, did I give the news to the unbelievers about what they have done?
According to another tradition, he said, those who are guilty means are the first and the second caliphs, Abu Bakr and Umar, and their followers, who used to laugh on the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his followers and wink at them. There is a tradition in Majma'ul Bayan about the verse. Surely, they who are guilty used to laugh at those who believe. The Holy Quran 83:29. That it was revealed in the praise of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, it was due to the fact that one day, when he was among a gathering of Muslims who had all come to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hypocrites started making fun of them and laughed on them, and winked to each other, and then went to their friends and said, today we have seen Aslam means Amirul Mu'minin that there were few hair on his head and, we made fun of him. At that time this verse was revealed. A tradition is quoted from Mogatil through the Blessed Kolani and Abul Qasim Haskani has quoted it, in Jawahidat Tanzil from Ibn Abbas that, they who are guilty means, the hypocrites of Quraysh and those who believe means, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Ibn Sharra Ashab has narrated that, in the Book of Allah wherever there is, the righteous, Abrar, then, by Allah. Allah has intended no one but Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatima, and Hassanin, alayhimas salam. Because, we are the righteous, Abrar, and the doers of good with our forefathers and mothers, and our hearts were raised high, due to our worship and good deeds, and are fed up with the world, and its love, and we have obeyed his prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Imam Muzakazim, alayhi salam, that guilty are those who have committed offense to right of the holy imams and disobeyed and oppressed them. In Majma'ul Bayan, it is narrated from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Sijin is the deepest well in the hell whose mouth is open and Falak is also a well in the hell whose top is covered. There is a tradition from Imam Muhammad Baghir, alayhi salam, that the deeds and the souls of the believers are taken to the heaven with their imam. The doors of heaven open for them, but when the deeds and the souls of the unbelievers are taken that, they may reach the heaven an announcer announces, take them to Sijin, which is a valley called Barahud in the area of Hazarul Maut. Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that Sijin is the seventh layer of the earth and, Eliyun, is the seventh heaven. It is narrated from Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, that, people will gather near the Sikra or huge rock of Baitul Muqaddas. Then the people of paradise would gather at the right side of the Sikra, and the people of hell would be fixed in the seventh layer of the earth on the left side of the huge rock, and Falak, and Sijin are at that very place. The Blessed Kolani has narrated from Imam Siddiq, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the angel happily takes the deed of the worshipper to the sky. When his good deeds are taken up, Allah says, take it towards Sijin. He had not performed this deed for my pleasure. Rather he did it for show off.
Ibn Mahiyar from Authentic Chains, has narrated from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, about the verse of Allah. Most surely, the righteous are in bliss. And most surely, the wicked are in burning fire. The Holy Quran 82:13-14. Hazrat said that we are good, Abrar, and our enemies are bad, Fojar. Also in the explanation of, and what will make you know what the highest, Eliyun, is. The Holy Quran 83:19. There is a tradition that goodness is the love of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his progeny. Also from Ibn Abbas is narrated the explanation of the following verse. Shall we treat those who believe and do good, like the mischief makers in the earth? Or shall we make those who guard against evil, like the wicked? The Holy Quran 38:28. Ibn Abbas said that, Ali, Hamza and Ubaidah accepted faith and performed the good deed, and the mischief makers people were Utbah, Shaybah, and Walid who were killed by them, and the pious are Ali and his followers, and evil, Fojar, are Muawiyah and his followers.